Hello, everyone. Come on in. How y'all doing today? Say hi in the chat so I know I'm talking to somebody. Hello, thumbs up, all the things. All right. Hello, 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 Elizabeth and Dawn and Miss Jean, thank you. I just fluffed up my hair for y'all a little bit. So, you got to fluff it out a little bit every once in a while, but I am loving my hair. I'm loving my hair. All right. Elizabeth's got her hand raised. Do you want to get coached, Elizabeth? Let me know. I do have a few things. Okay. Keep your hand raised and I'll get to you in just a second. And but I do have a couple of announcements, y'all. I'm doing this call today. I'm doing the call on Saturday, the end of the month call. And I want to give y'all, I'm so excited about September. Okay. So excited about September. With all the things that are going on. So first off, we have the big weekend overeating workshop on September 14th, 10 to 3. All day long workshop, all Corinne for 5 hours, specifically focused on weekend overeating. So definitely mark your calendars for that. Of course, all the information is in your newsletter. Speaking of newsletter, your email newsletter that comes out every Sunday morning, y'all, we're going back to also having a monthly newsletter so that we can really get. Just get excited about each month. And so watch your email for that on September 1st, which is Monday, correct? Yes. September 1st is Monday. Yeah. So you're going to get the month, the sorry, weekly newsletter on Sunday, the 31st of August. And then you're going to get the monthly newsletter on Monday, September 1st. And that's Labor Day, by the way. But yeah, so y'all, if you are not getting our emails, if you're not getting our newsletters, please, 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 please email support at pnptribe.com and make sure that you're getting on there. Okay. And you're seeing those because that's how you know what's going on. That's how you know about camp. Coming up, by the way, camp is on sale next week. That's also in your newsletter. So all the things. I'm not done. I'm not done with September yet, y'all. Speaking of Monday, the first, we are having a back to school call for anybody who is, you know what? Actually, let me just click on it and see what it says. Back to school season is here, and Corinne wants to help all you who stressed out and get overwhelmed with all you got to do. We're talking teachers, we're talking mamas, we're talking anybody who has a big old honking painful story about back to school time. Okay, so that is Monday noon, and I know you're going to be off work because it's Labor Day. I mean, not all y'all, but especially our teachers, right? So please get on there and raise your hand if you need some coaching. Okay. So, and all of this is on the training calendar. And then finally, this is the thing that I'm so excited about. All the coaches in September, we are going to start posting our plans for you all in the Facebook group every day. So I think Lizzie and I are doing, we're using the maintenance planner and maintenance planning pages. I think Kathy and Ashley maybe are doing the quick start guide, the real simple plan that, or real simple assessment that we have you all do at first. And then Lisa and maybe MJ are doing the regular planner pages. Okay. So y'all get to see what we plan, what we eat. Y'all can come in and ask questions. I know y'all are always wanting to know what we eat, what we do, and you're about to find out. Okay. So I'm so excited about September and just everything that we're gonna learn and all the things. So if you're not on Facebook, I don't think you'll be able to see these because here's the thing. Purely, gosh, y'all, it's these new contacts. I have to use my glasses to read the chat now. Here's what I suggest. And you may be like, no, on the Facebook, anti-Facebook, I don't get on Facebook. And that is absolutely your choice. But here's what a lot of our members do who are not big on Facebook with anything else in their life. They create a fake name and they join our group. Okay. So, because y'all, there are some things that there are not very many things that we only do on Facebook, but this is going to be one of those things. Okay. Because there's just not anywhere else for us to post it on there. Okay. So that's what I suggest you do because, you absolutely can get everything you need from No BS without Facebook. This is something that is only going to be on Facebook because I mean, there's just no other way that we can share those kinds of things with you all. Okay. So good question. All right. Well, let's get into some coaching. I mentioned on the Facebook Live that I did today in the binge group that I was going to talk real briefly about how we have to keep binging to learn how to not binge. But I've got two people raising their hands, so I want to just jump into some coaching. And then if we get to that, we will get to it. Also, please ask any questions in the Q&A. I definitely can see those better, literally see those better with my eyes and my new contacts, if you put them over in the Q&A. Okay. And then I don't have to sift through the chat to see them. Okay. So, yeah. So, just ask me any questions. I mean, and for those of you all who, you're not comfortable raising your hand or, please and ask and, I won't say anybody's name and I'll get your question answered. Okay. So don't not reach out if, just because you don't want your name or something, to be posted, right? I believe you can post as anonymous it when you ask a question. Okay. So, all right. Mary said, how do I join the binge group and the Facebook binge group? Well, I can send that. I've got it right here pulled up. So I will post the link to that group real quick, and then we will get started. So all you have to do, it is one of our subgroups. So in order for you to be part of our binge Facebook group, you will need to be a part of the main Facebook, group, the main No BS group. And then you just request to join and you put in you have a couple of questions to answer and then we'll let you in. Okay. So that is answered. Okay. All right, Miss Elizabeth. Let's get you on here and then Tammy too. So, okay. See what y'all got today. This is my favorite time of the month, y'all. I love to do this call with you all.
Can you see me?
I can hear you, but no, let's see. I think you're coming on. There you are.
Hi.
Okay. Hello.
It's my first time being coached, but I've been in No BS since 2020. So I'm old.
Awesome. So you know the drill.
I don't think I'll ever leave. It's
Okay. Well, we'd love to keep you forever. We have a lot of lifers. So
Well, I've been in maintenance a while, but I just feel like it keeps my head straight. So
yes.
I did my binging had I originally years back was binging a lot and have kind of come to peace with some of that. But have been overeating and had an episode last night. So I had this big golf tournament on Sunday, which was very intense, and I was very dysregulated and like never feel like I ever kind of calmed down. So I slept really badly that night on Sunday night. And then I woke up and had to do all these things and all this work and got through the day. And by the time I got through the day, I practically fell into the chips. I mean, I was just so
So does
done.
it make sense to you?
Yeah, I just would like to do something else.
No. Okay, well, let's kind of, maybe we could kind of play it out where, I mean, you know, there's several options here, right? We can kind of just get curious about kind of what happened leading up to it, so that in the future we can kind of prepare to maybe take care of ourselves ahead of time. So let's just start there. Like, if you could kind of, you know, this may be a time where it's like, okay, if we could kind of have a redo, how could I, how could I maybe just prevent this, you know, ahead of time, if we just were to get curious?
Well, I think I would need a good thought to kind of hold on to, like expecting this. So this is intense. You're dysregulated. Let's do something to help regulate you.
Okay. So really planning, and this is, again, this is what you want to kind of apply to the future, right? Because is this a, has this been a one-time thing, or is this kind of a pattern that you've noticed?
No. Anytime I'm overtired, I'm really vulnerable.
Okay. And that, how normal is that, right? How common is that? Right. So, and it is, it's very, very common. So yeah. So let's think about, okay, how do we want to, what do we want to do different next time? Yeah. This is just like planning, you know, your food, planning these activities, planning what needs to get done. It's also, let's plan, how am I going to take care of myself? You took care of yourself with food right before. And this is, you know, this is my thing I'm really, really big on, especially with binging, right? Is that binging is absolutely us taking care of ourselves with food. And so it's still us loving and caring for ourselves in the only way that we've kind of, that we have access to in that moment. And one of the reasons is because we haven't planned ahead, right? To expect to feel this way, to expect to be so tired, and we haven't thought about other ways to take care of ourselves. So so how could you kind of plan for this and expect this?
Yeah. Well, I think maybe the day after something like this, I went and got a massage because I thought, okay, I'm going to be sore and I'm going to want this, but I went to work out too. And I think it was just too much, like, you know, enough already.
And like, does that feel doable, right? For you to give yourself permission to really rest, rest after something like that.
Or even just go for a walk. Cause I went and I did kind of a full workout. My thought was, oh, it'll help relieve the stress, which it didn't. I felt more stressed.
Right. Okay. So this is what you really want to remember, right? Is, okay, remember we tried that last time.
Yeah.
Right. We tried that last time. That, and, you know, and we just thought that that would help us.
Yeah.
But what do I really want to give myself permission to do on the day after something like this?
And when I haven't had sleep. So,
yes.
I had such little sleep, it kind of hurt. You know how that is? It's like painful to be sitting up.
Okay.
But I can't really go to sleep. It's wired and tired a little bit.
Okay.
And I had a few things I had to do, some clients. So, you know, I'm not quite sure how to handle that. I need rest, but I can't quite go to rest yet. So I guess just being really gentle. And then the other problem is when I'm like that, I'm snacky feeling, like I want to eat. So there is definitely, I'm urgy. Let me say
right,
that.
Right. And that's another thing that you absolutely want to prepare for, right? You want to prepare to feel this wired and tired. You want to prepare to absolutely have urges, right? Where it's just, none of this is a surprise, because that's a lot of times when we start eating, right? Is that, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was going to happen. Or like, oh my gosh, here it is happening again. Right. And we go into this judgment. Well, what's really happening is not a surprise because you have all this evidence. And so it's like, okay, I'm going to tell myself the truth that I'm going to feel this way. And so how do I want to take exquisite care of myself that day? Again, what do I want to give myself permission to do? And I was actually talking to a private client before this call about, like, what do we think permission is supposed to look like? And what does it really look like?
Yeah.
You know, permission isn't just, oh, here I am giving myself permission to rest or, watch TV or take a nap.
Right.
And like, I'm just so happy with my decision. No, it's probably going to sound something like, well, gosh, I'm really thinking I should be like working more or, I shouldn't be skipping the gym today. But like, I mean, it's, but like, I think what I really need for myself right now is to, lay on the couch and watch TV or, go and take a bath or, get a massage or something like that.
Yeah.
But not these other things, because we tried these other things and they actually didn't help us last time.
And when I go into the permission place, till now, I use food, right? So permission has meant, oh, well, now I can have that. So, right. I think it is about not working out and then limiting. I think I have a little coffee addiction. So I get up and I have coffee, and that's not helping because then I can't even nap. You know, so I have
So,
to be a little responsible for that.
we're really kind of building like a protocol, like a after event protocol for you, whatever you want to call it, but it's like, what do I really want to remind myself in terms of, things I want to do or not do, like less coffee, all these kinds of things, but also, how do I want to talk to myself
Right.
on that day of it's okay for me to take care of myself today? And how do I want to do that? Right? Because I've just done it with food because I haven't, tried anything else or just haven't, been open to anything else until now. But we've just done it with food and that is okay.
Yeah.
Now we want to try something else.
And I think like you said, my thinking around that is so not great because I feel like I can't handle this. It's too much. I say things like that. This is too much. I'm too tired and there's too much going on. So I think saying something like, I can handle this. It sucks. I like that line. It sucks, but I don't have to eat or drink over it. Right.
Let's
So.
take the temperature down because I hear resistance, right? I hear resistance of how you feel every single time. It's like, okay, we have established this pattern. We know this pattern is happening. How can it be okay? Because, and how can it make sense? Maybe even for you, kind of what helps a lot of times is like if my best friend were to come to me with this, a lot of times we can think about someone else where it's like, well, of course you would be like exhausted. And that can kind of help us because sometimes thinking of ourselves is just not doable, especially at first, right? It's like, okay, I want to treat myself the way I would treat my best friend or my daughter, or, I like to kind of think of a woman because, I think a lot of times this is, a lot of women experience this, right? And it's like, what about a woman in my life? What would I, how would I, tell her to take care of herself day like this? But also, what would I think when she told me, oh my gosh, I was so tired after this event, right? You would probably say, of course you were. Let's talk to ourselves like that a little bit more.
I think that's key. Thank you.
And we're just not as practiced at it, right? It's
Yeah.
not that it's impossible. It's going to probably feel weird and, maybe even hard at first. But if we can talk to someone else in that way, we can talk to ourselves.
I have this driving part of me, you know, and I like to. I just came up with this, but I'm sure someone else has. But I almost don't have, just like I struggle with enough with food, I struggle enough with tasks, and like enough is the problem, you know. So learning how to stop at enough rather than too much, tasking and overdoing, and you know, so that whatever that is.
And
So
that is what the word that came to mind as you were talking was trust. So much of this, y'all, is about us trusting ourselves, trusting that, that was enough for me, trusting that this, I did enough today.
Yeah, and that I know that I don't have to check with other people or,
But a lot of us have never again, we haven't practiced trusting ourselves, right? We have looked outside of ourselves, especially with weight loss and diets and things, you know, to other people to tell us what was right, what was enough. And so what we teach here is, yeah, we've got to really learn to trust ourselves and our bodies. It's, you know, it's an inside job, right? And that is new to a lot of us. So just normalize the newness of that.
I love when you say that. I just find myself calmed down.
Yes. Well, good. Good. And I mean, and it could sound something like, oh, this is me. This is me building trust myself. As we speak to, you know, to, and like, you know, permission is so much about trust, right? And all of this stuff is, this is me learning to trust me, my decisions, my body right now, right now. So I'm just going to keep going.
Very helpful. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so. I've got a lot. I'm going to have to re-listen. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Definitely re-listen, take some notes, and then of course, reach out if you need anything else. Okay. All right. So good to talk to you, and so proud of you for raising your hand. And
I'm so proud of myself.
Yes. I love it. I'm telling you, I get to coach so many first timers on this call, and y'all are just such, I mean, that y'all are just such good examples to other people. Everyone doesn't have to, you know, raise their hand and get coached, but there are some people who just want to see other people doing it. And you get to be an example to them.
Well, it's a tribute to you because you're a very safe person.
Well, I thank you. Thank you. I mean, I couldn't get a better compliment than that. So I appreciate that too. I take it, and I, you know, I'm proud of that as well, that I can be that for you all. So, all right. Well, you take care. Okay. See ya. Right. Bye. Let's see. Bring you back down. There we go. All right. I just realized I didn't change my name. Let me just do Coach Betsy real quick. I'm still Corinne. Okay. All right. All right. Awesome. 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 Okay. All right. Let's get Miss Tammy in here, and then Liz will be up next. Oh, I've got a question to answer too. Y'all don't let me forget. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's going on?
I'm good. Okay. So I'm a first time coaching in the big calls right now. So I know.
Look at you. It's a trend. Thank you. You got a trend.
I know. And I agree. You feel safe. So that's why I'm doing it. All right. So I'm nervous. Anyway, since I wrote some stuff down, so if it looks like I'm looking to the side, I am. So since we finished our unwinding binge eating course, I've mm-hmm. been really, really, really working on asking what I need outside of the big moments, just trying to make that a habit and trying to emotionally regulate throughout the day and making sure I am before I eat. So because I'm just trying to practice that. So when I need it, maybe it will come to mind. Anyway, so, and I feel like my situation is maybe very similar to, or not situation, but what the last caller was calling about. Anyway, so this is what I wrote down because I know I'm going to cry and I'll forget. So yesterday, and I'm in the middle of this right now. So yesterday I unexpectedly had to put my dog to sleep. And I've done that several times in the past. And this time though, I went home and I told myself that I was just going to do whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to should myself into going into my normal routine if I didn't want to. And so I just sat and I allowed all my feelings. And I even felt like I was like, well, welcoming them because, mm-hmm. you know, one thing you said in the past was just how when we grieve like that, it shows how much we loved. And so we're honoring our love by feeling those feelings. And so I cried and I looked at pictures and I watched TV and, you know, I did some household chores if I felt like it. And so I was pretty proud of myself for doing those things and for like honoring her love for me and, you know, mine for her. And just she really helped me through a rough time when I got her a couple years ago. And I know myself pretty well these days, and I know that when life gets back to normal and I'm back in my normal routine, and then the silence around the house is still there, but everyone else is just kind of going about their business and things are already normal to them, but they're not still to me, but I'm still doing my things. And I know that in the past, that's when I start eating, is kind of after the fact. And that's when I start having urges to binge. And it's when the emotions aren't like super raw, you know, where you kind of don't want to eat, but then that rawness kind of goes away. And so I want to keep caring for myself when those emotions aren't so raw anymore, and that my grieving is kind of moved to the back burner, but I'm not sure how, because I know it will almost be like I'm grieving in the background and I don't maybe realize I am. I just know I don't feel good. And I know that those urges to binge, or, you know, even just have like all day eats, which is kind of what my binges have looked like more recently. And I know that those are going to creep in. And so, and I'm sure I can figure this out, but whenever I talk to you or, you know, somebody else, things come up that I wouldn't have thought of or that I wouldn't have thought of as soon. So that's why I'm calling in today.
Okay. Well, first off, you know me. We gotta celebrate some wins. Some big wins here. And by the way, just for everyone that's listening, Unwinding Binge Eating was a small group program that we did inside of No BS. So it was a group that Tammy was a part of, and but it was just for it was an additional cost here in the membership. So what we talked about in that program, right? One of the things we talked about is how important celebrating our wins and finding wins, and not just wins with, you know, eating less or not eating, right? Wins with awareness. And this is such a great example of that, of you know yourself so well that you know that the urges to binge are not, you know, you're not having them right now. You know when they, you know that they're coming, right? And that is such a win, because, and then you're reaching out here and there's just this wins everywhere, right? And so, but I do want to get into kind of what you're really asking, where it's like, okay, I may not kind of know that I'm doing this kind of background grieving, kind of what you called it, but here's what you do know. You know when you're going to get urges to binge. I mean, you know, and maybe you may not recognize it ahead of time, but you may recognize, you know, when you're in the middle of eating or just have kind of grab-assed one thing or two things. And so this is where it's like, okay, we don't even have to be, kind of be aware that that background grieving is happening, but you will know when you have these urges or when kind of the binge is starting, right? And we know that we can kind of interrupt it at that moment, and but or even just, you know, kind of we can interrupt the eating if it's already started, number one, but also we can address those urges as they come up, because, you know, another thing we talked about in the program is really getting to know your urges. I bet you know what your urges to binge sound like.
Yeah, I do definitely after the class, and I can see him coming, and we've talked about before too, when feeling overwhelmed, like we know that we need to go and do, you know, sometimes we would binge and then that was just an excuse to kind of retreat. Well, now I just try to retreat first without the binge. So yeah, I mean, I can kind of, I hear those urges, you know, come
Yeah,
in.
and I mean, it's like, And you know they're coming. And so what do we want to kind of, how do we want to talk to those urges and what relationship do we, I knew you were coming, right? I knew
Yeah.
you were coming. Oh, hello. Okay. Come on in. Let's have a conversation here. Like, yeah, we can eat. Do we really want to? It's like it's not a surprise, right? And it's certainly not something wrong or broken that's happening to you, right?
Yeah.
So it's they're coming.
Yeah.
They're coming. And they're coming. And so now you can develop a plan of, okay, how do I, going back to taking exquisite care of myself
Yeah.
with when these urges come, because
Yeah.
they're coming and they are, and they're absolutely an invitation to take care of yourself, right? With food. But how do you want to take care of yourself instead?
Yeah, I like what you said earlier with the other lady about the protocol. If you know it's coming, then you can kind of create a
The
protocol.
very same thing. We're talking about the same thing. We're talking about, okay, when these urges come in a little while after, I mean, again, it's so clear, this pattern, right? But I think sometimes there's a part of our brain that's like, well, maybe it won't happen this time, or maybe it'll go differently this time. No,
Yeah,
we
that's why
can't.
it already made me think of how we have how binging can be a ha is a habit. So, and then I was like, okay, now I've got this habit now and I don't want to do it anymore, or at least lessen it. And but how am I gonna interrupt that habit? Because that's what I do, after things calm down, that's when I go
That's
for it. That's when I have the urges
so
because
there's no
it's on
mystery
a
to solve
habit.
here, right? There's just like a strategy to develop
Yeah.
with, oh, here you are, urge to come to take care of me. I need some, you mentioned earlier in the call at the very beginning, right? What's the need here?
Yeah.
What need am I trying to meet? And it is again, the habit, your brain is just offering up the kind of coping mechanism that you have chosen in the past.
Yeah, I even
Always.
wrote that on my plan yesterday because even driving home from the vet and I had to make a stop and getting home and through all that time my brain kept saying, "Oh, that would be good." It was and I was like, "I don't even want to eat right now." But my brain kept going, "Oh, this is in the fridge. Oh, look, I could drive through there," or and I was like, "But I don't even want to eat right now." But my brain just kept throwing up food, and it was almost kind of funny because I already knew I didn't want to eat. I didn't feel good. My stomach was sick, but my brain kept going, "Oh, look, there's that bakery right
Those are those
there,"
just old
and I
leftover
thought,
kind of
"Wow,
habit urges, right? Habit
yeah."
urges. And here's the thing. I'm so glad you described that experience because you already can hear those urges, right? And dismiss them. And you can absolutely practice and learn to do that in this next stage of grief too.
Yeah,
Where
because
it's, I
I'm in
mean,
it. It hasn't already happened. This is, and I almost want to use it. I kind of want to use it to practice too. And so I just want to, that's why I
So,
wanted to touch base. So.
what, I mean, again, when you hear those urges, kind of I'm just calling it the background grieving urges. We know what that means for you. This is when it's like, oh, do I, you're already know what to tell your, wait, we don't even want to right now. Do we really want to, right? That same kind of line of conversation is you can apply to just this other urge, right, that comes up later. And but I definitely want you to start working on a protocol with, how you want to talk to yourself, how you want to, I mean, like thoughts, feelings, and actions, how you want to talk to yourself, but also, okay, what am I gonna try?
All right.
What am I going to put in place to take care of myself? And I'm telling you, sometimes it's just a few deep breaths. Y'all, it doesn't have to be a big, hours long self-care session. Oh, this is just when I knew this was coming. I
Okay.
knew this was coming.
Yeah, and that's what I've been practicing. And so I just now it'll probably be in the moment now, just sitting in the quiet, like Kathy said a couple weeks ago, just sitting and being quiet for a while, taking some breaths, doing that. So now it'll just be, but I like the idea of making a protocol with thoughts, actions, and feelings. And I'm gonna write that down, and then that way I'll have something to look at when
Well,
I
let
am
me
in the
know
moment.
if in the Facebook group and ask coaches, if you want me to look at it and kind of give you
Okay.
some thoughts on it. I'm glad to do that.
All right.
Okay.
I will
Okay.
be.
All
All
right.
right.
Good to see
Thank
you.
you.
All right. Bye. All right. Yeah, there's a group. Let's see. Change what to attendee. There's a group of participants in that small group program that are still together and are supporting each other. So I love that. All right, Miss Liz. And then looks like we've got Alexis too. She's got her hand raised. Hey.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's
Good to
going
see
on?
you too. I am like sitting in an active binge urge right now, which this call was so on time for me. Like, I got out of therapy and I was doing a couple of things from work, and all of a sudden I was like, I'm gonna go. I had ordered some like pre-made meals so that I have, some food, because I don't have structure around my eating and I get very rebellious around it. But I was like, I'm like, you have goals, and if you want to keep moving forward with these goals, it's time for you to get some structure around your food. So that came up, and then I've been having urges since last night. I was able to work through them, and I was like, well, when I go pick up my food, I'm gonna go and get food here and do all of this stuff. And so I was like, you're not gonna do that. And I mean, I can feel it in my body. I just feel it really strong. And then I had some time to sit here as you were coaching the last person. And right before, at the very end, I was like, I know what you think this food is gonna do for you, and I just want you to know that you're going to care about it. And the voice coming back was, I don't care how I'm going to feel. And I was like, you will care about this afterwards. And I put my hand on my heart and just kind of closed my eyes and like breathing about it. And I'm like, I don't get these very often, even though I've had one since last night. I was able to kind of work through it, but I was like, this one's really strong. I haven't had a very strong urge to like this strong of an urge to binge in a really long time. And I know that there's a lot of factors happening. Like, I have a work trip next week. I have a retreat going on. There's just a bunch of stuff happening, and so I'm feeling uncomfortable. And I'm like, I don't want to binge, and I don't want to keep responding to this feeling I have with food, because I know that that'll just keep
Well,
that.
here's what I believe. Here's what I believe is that it feels strong and it's here now because you're ready to handle it. Because I hear you handling it. I hear you talking to it in a it's that kind of yang compassion that we talk about where it's like it's and for everybody, this is, just a way that we can be compassionate with ourselves, but in a kind of in a way that a parent is compassionate, right? Firm, protective. Like, okay, I always use the example of doing homework, right? Where a kid, we're not going to let a kid off the hook and not do their homework. But we're going to support them. We're going to talk to them calmly, right? We're not going to, it doesn't help to scream at them, right? Or to just do your homework, right? And so you're absolutely practicing that as we speak with this, kind of louder, more kind of whiny voice or whatever we
Oh,
want
it's like yelling in my head.
to call it.
Like, you're gonna get me crinkle fries. You're gonna fucking get me crinkle fries. I deserve the crinkle fries. And I'm just sitting here, like, taking a breath and like listening to you as much as I can, because it is a very loud voice in my head right now.
But again, I believe that it's there and it's that loud because you're ready to be with it and to like really take the leadership with yourself, and you're in charge, right? You know what you want to do here. And like it's I was kind of, we're talking about like ping ponging, right? A lot about kind of thoughts, right? I hear you ping pong, ping pong. It might be a little bit longer match than usual, but you are coming back every time with calm, like compassionate energy for yourself and for this urge. That's what you need to keep doing.
I'm just like, it's just, oh, and this is like where I would give in, right? Like, it would be so loud, it would be so uncomfortable. It's just, and I'd finally just be like, well, fuck it, I'll just eat just to calm it down. And then waiting on the other side is like, what the fuck did you just do? Now you just ate, you binged. How are you gonna ever move forward? You know what I mean? So it's like,
It's like it's like the urge and this your future self, right? That's like, and I talk a lot about this, about bringing your future self in an hour or 2 hours, right? When we've gone and gotten the food and we've eaten the food and we feel like crap physically and emotionally and all of this, right? It's like they are in a room together now, right? It used to be just that urge voice only had the voice, right? But you're bringing in that future self and they're having, a conversation with each other, or they're just, kind of coexisting there.
they
And
are.
yeah, it feels, kind of icky and all that. And it's a lot of back and forth, but you are you can come in and kind of really just, okay, let's all sit down here together and figure out what we're doing here.
Yeah, because there's the future self of like where I want to be, right? Like the way I want to be living. Then there's the I'm waiting to go off on yourself to like shame you for eating, right? So there's like these two people now. Like before, my future self never showed up, right? Like or tried to, and then this other part of me
Yeah,
would
it was
stomp
too
on her,
loud.
right? Would just be like, right? Like no. And it's just, it's interesting now to see all the players.
My coach taught me, like, to kind of like, let's get to know all these players or selves or whatever, whatever we want to call them, right? And like, let's picture them all in a room together, right? I think in the past we've seen them, by themselves, right? Or I mean, how can they interact together, knowing and kind of reminding ourselves that they're all there. They're all there with the same goal to help me and take care of me.
Really good way of looking at that.
They're all on the same team, right? They're really not against each other, right? They're just like one voice wants, you to take care of yourself by binging. Another one wants to do something different, but they're all there. I'm trying to help you here. And so that helps you resist less that urge voice, right? Because it's just there to help you. And it's like, it's kind of what it's not saying as loudly is, unless you tell me that, we're going to do something different. So for you, how do you want to, This is a sign, right? You need some care, some self-care tonight. You got a need that
I
needs to be
do.
met.
It does.
So how are you
Trying to
gonna?
ask myself that. Yeah, I mean, I am gonna go pick up the pre-made meals that I ordered so I could have those at home. And I'm just probably gonna come home and just take a really hot shower and just go to sleep. I didn't sleep well last night either. A little tired, and I think I'm actually just gonna get in bed and just turn the AC down really cold and just watch Judy Justice. It's my guilty pleasure.
That's
And
amazing.
yeah, and just keep reminding myself that like food isn't the answer to everything. Yeah.
And it's, I mean, and but it will be, right? If we don't answer that need, at least try something, y'all, in another way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as
So,
soon as I said that, I could feel some of the relief kind of releasing from my stomach. So I was like, oh, because that's where I carry all of my stuff. That's where my urges come from. That's where I carry all my stress. That's where I carry a lot of stuff, which I'm not surprised that I have gastrointestinal issues because of that. So yeah, I'm just glad that this call was on here because I was like, I just kind of need to talk it out. It's just the fact
it
that.
funny that you call that TV show a guilty pleasure, right? I mean, that's kind of like, well, that's, like let's just call it the
I
pleasure.
love it. I love Judge Judy. I'll just say it. I love Judy. I watch her on YouTube. I love her show. I do.
But
I'm
like, right,
like,
isn't that like the
yeah.
problem, right? I mean, and when I say problem, it's like, can we just, I was talking about permission earlier, right? Just like 1% permission that this could be okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going on here is that we're thinking we shouldn't do these other things, but then we're eating, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've watched that Judy Justice. I didn't even know what
Oh.
it was. And then I realized, oh yeah, Judge G. That's
Yeah, it's her like her
her new.
next show after
Yes,
Judge
yes,
Judy, but I'm
yes.
like, yeah. I'm like, I didn't understand her as a kid, but now as an adult, I'm like, I get it now.
What if the answer, right, is to get in bed, turn down the AC, and watch Judy Justice, right? Like, that is the solution.
Yeah.
It
I
reminds
think
me
so.
of my, I'm kind of the opposite. Today was a little bit cooler day than it's been like all summer, and
Same.
I turned on those heated seats in my
Oh.
car.
Oh wow, that
And
was really cool.
oh yeah, and it well it really wasn't, but it was like, I'm just gonna see how this feels. And I'm telling you, something like that, right? All these other ways of caring for ourselves, again, temperature, right? Touch, using these other senses, or engaging these other senses, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. You got a
Awesome.
plan?
I got a plan.
And let's see how it goes. Okay.
Awesome.
All
Thank you.
right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We're just okay. Let me, Alexis, I'm gonna bring you on, and then I'm gonna answer this question. Ooh, yes. I'm going to answer this question while you're coming on. I used to think that I did not binge, but now I'm realizing that is exactly what I'm doing when I eat well for 3 to 4 days and then hit McDonald's or send the husband to the store for junk food. What can I do instead when these cravings become so overwhelming? My brain throws a fit and my anxiety spikes just thinking that I am not allowed this food. Okay. So the cravings are becoming so overwhelming, Anonymous, because you're not allowing this food as, as often as you need to, right? There's some restriction going on. And also, it sounds to me like you're judging your food. You're saying eating well for 3 to 4 days and then hit McDonald's. Well, McDonald's is fine for you to eat. McDonald's, there's nothing wrong with McDonald's. But if you're judging yourself for McDonald's, of course, you're going to have urges and feel this overwhelm. Okay. So what I want you to really work on is, okay, how can McDonald's just be okay for me to have every once in a while? And really, really start judging your food less. Okay, Alexis. I'm going to I'm like, I gotta talk to you. You're just looking at me, so I gotta get on with you. All right.
I have a question, but this last call brought up something where I can do, I don't know, yeah, sure, watch Netflix, all these other things, but nothing is as rewarding as to me as food. It fills this like void, it fills this hole, and it's like so. And my original question was, I know the food is bad, and I mean, eating too much of it, I know I'm gonna feel bad tomorrow. I know this. But there's still this voice that thinks it's a reward.
Like, why? Why? What do you think you're, why do you think it's a reward? Or what are you being rewarded for?
Sometimes just making it through the day.
What is this accomplishment, right? That we need a reward for? Okay, getting through the day. Like, what is this day, right? What are you telling yourself? What is your story about this day that leads you to think you need a reward for getting through the day, right? So that is a perfect journal prompt for you, right? I mean, what comes up for you when I say that or ask that?
No, that's really good. Yeah, because so I'll give an example. I live in a city, 9 million people, and it was really cold here today. Like I'm talking 18, so it was cold. I'm in Canada, so anyway. And our public transit system, there's so many people that are either mentally ill or on drugs, and they walk in and they smell like urine, and it's just, and it, this is just a, so yeah, by the time I get home, I just feel like, yeah, I just need to numb out and not deal with the world.
So this right here could be, all you need, right? Like, okay, like I know why I think I need a reward, right? It's what I'm telling, I mean, even just the example, it's what I'm telling myself about how I get to work every day. I mean, I'm assuming you're going to work, right? This choice I'm making every day, right? I mean, sometimes helps us to kind of remind ourselves of what we're choosing, right? You choose to live in this city. You choose to use public transportation, and like this is what comes along with it.
Well, I don't know how to drive, right? So I don't really have much choice.
No. You do. No. This is what can screw us is when we think we don't have a choice. No, you could learn how to drive. You could move to a different city. You could have a different job. You could be home. You could not work and be out, live out on the streets. People do. But this is how we start to poke holes in this story of this is this like hard life and day that I have to get through, so I need a reward at the end of the day. Okay. So yeah, there's stuff during the day that sucks, right? We wish people wouldn't, pee in the subway or whatever, right? But when we're resisting that, right, and wanting things to be different, we wear ourselves out. And of course, at the end of the day, we think we deserve. Or we're just so tired, right? That's why nighttime eating is so common.
Yeah, Betsy, you just hit the nail on the head. I wish things were different. Yeah, and I should know by now. Just like I somehow always thought.
No. Don't you start judging yourself, right? When you get this good awareness. We're all here. I'm not sure how old you are, but like we're all here and always having big ahas and awareness that we didn't know. I'm 50. I turned 50 this year. Like it's like, okay, I didn't, I mean, I had some kind of epiphany yesterday about my new puppy. And I'm like, I mean, and it's like, oh my gosh, yay. I've learned to celebrate every single bit of, awareness and growth and evolvement. That's what we're doing here. Okay. So don't shut it down, right? By saying, I should have known this already. No, you know it now. And so what do you want to do with it?
So should I guess I should say to myself, this is reality. You need to learn to accept it.
Well, how does that feel? I hear a should in there. I hear kind of a
Okay.
need to, right?
Okay, can you help me
Like,
out, please?
yeah, well, this is what I like to, this is kind of my little kind of tool. I mean, I always kind of start with like, because when I put my hand on my chest, it kind of prompts me to take a deep breath. And I'm telling you what, a deep breath never hurt anybody. I mean, it actually usually feels pretty good. And sometimes it feels so good, we do it a couple more times. It's like, this is just when I want things to be different. Or this is just when, I don't know. This is just when. So we're able to just be with ourselves with this like resistance to what is, but it actually lowers the resistance when we just acknowledge it and we kind of narrate our experience. So what do you think with what sounds good to you? Maybe this is just when what?
I get overwhelmed.
This is just me feeling overwhelmed. Y'all, you can put any feeling in that space. But I love to start it with this is just me because it automatically just take it's like, oh, it's okay for me to be here. Because it's not the overwhelm that's leading you to eat at night. It is the resistance to what is you're feeling. It's the, yeah. It's basically, I feel so overwhelmed, but I shouldn't be. It's like we just hold on so tight all day. We're exhausted at night from judging ourselves all day for having a normal human experience of not liking things that happen in the world. Maybe not wanting to go to work every day. It's just like resistance of being human. That's the only problem. And the good news is that we can work on that.
So when the voice in my head says, "Yeah, but you know nothing tastes as good as food,"
Okay.
what should I say then?
I would go with it. I wanted to, and I've got another minute, but yeah, I wanted to go back to what you said. Yeah, like, yeah, you're right. Because that's probably true for you right now. Let's not resist that either. Because I wanted to come back to that. I coach a lot of people on this. You're not where it's like, but nothing is going to feel as satisfying as food. And I'm like, yep, you're right. But here's the thing. Food has these consequences, these future consequences that we are, I mean, we're all here because we don't want them. So it's like, yes, like we have used food, right? We have taken care of ourselves with food for a long time. So of course, nothing else is going to sound as good or probably, even Liz getting in bed with her air conditioning and her Judy Justice. She's still going to be like, I mean, this is good, but I still want some of those French fries. Okay, y'all, we've got to normalize that. Okay, yeah. I still want that. I still think that that's would be good. But here's the thing. We've tried that and we've gotten the consequences, right? So I'm just going to try something else and see how that goes. So that's the kind of, but do you hear how I'm talking to that voice? I'm not yelling at it. I'm not trying
Yeah.
to shut up. I'm not resisting it,
Which
right?
I do all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was so helpful.
I'm
Wow.
having a calm, like loving conversation with that voice because that urge voice is trying to help you, but it just doesn't know anything else until you tell it, we want to try something else.
Okay.
And we'll be okay. We'll be okay if we don't eat right now. I've got
Wow.
us. I've got us. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well,
It was incredible. Thank
thank
you.
you so much for coming on and really bringing up. I think this helped a lot of people. All right. See you later. All right, y'all. Oh my gosh. Like power coaching. So good. And here's the th last thing. And then I've got a oh, I want to answer this question too. Or just we're gonna get on, we're gonna go a couple more minutes. Someone said, listening to Elizabeth and Tammy get coached has already helped me think a bit more about this. I am allowed to eat, but is this what I really want? Y'all, that is what I call the power of permission. When we really kind of open ourselves up to, could this be okay? Could it be okay for me to eat right now? I've done it before. If I did it again, like when we bring in permission and allowing, the conversation changes to, is this what I really want? Y'all, when we're judging ourselves and shaming and holding on so tight, we can't move into that curiosity of what we really want. Okay. So I wanted to do that. And then last, she says, when Alexis was just talking about how nothing feels as good as food does to comfort her, it really resonated with me because nothing does comfort as well as food. And a lot more people who are, okay, well, I just talked about this. Why do you think that is the case? Because you have used food to comfort yourself for years and years and years, and you've told yourself over and over again that it is comforting, that I got my comfort. Y'all, that's the power of our thinking. Okay. So, like I suggested to Alexis, let's go with that, right? Let's not try to change that years and years and years practice thought. Let's say, like, yes, I have gotten comfort with food. I mean, because it's true. It's not even like we're lying. We have gotten comfort with food. It's let us check out. It's some of us like that feeling of full, right? I mean, it's not going to help us to lie to ourselves, right? We have gotten comfort from it. And we also have those consequences or those, effects that we think we want to change, right? We think we don't want those anymore. Okay? So let's go with that, right? Let's not fight that. Let's go with it and then say, okay, but I think I might, this is kind of brings in like the kind of the permission piece or just kind of this openness of, could I also feel comfort? Not the same, maybe not as much as at first, but could I feel comfort with something else? Could I be open to the possibility of finding other ways to comfort myself? That's where we got to start. Y'all, just the openness. Okay. So that's what I've got for y'all today. So good. So good. I just definitely encourage you all to go back and listen to the replay when it comes out. Let's see, today, it'll probably be Thursday. And y'all, I am in Ask Coaches. I am in the Facebook group. I'm in our binge support group. I am here to help you all. Okay. And just reach out. All right. Take care, and I will see some of you all on the Saturday call. So you can come back, raise your hand, get some more coaching. We're going to talk about how to, really kind of finish the month off strong and kind of get ready for September, y'all. Like I said, I'm so excited about September. Okay, take care. See ya. Bye.